Former Husker national champion, Matt Verzel.
If we have to throw hands, I am totally down.
Now, this will be hard for some people to swallow. You know you're looking at a
window, Former Husker national champion, Matt Verzel.
It's that guy that's staring back at me, looking through my soul, saying, I'm your dude.
Matt Verzel, former Husker national champion.
I know this is your bang zone. I know this is where you get down.
And they are deep and thick.
Please, God, give me one of those fat guys.
Big Papa Verz, let's bring him in.
Probably the most fun you'll have with your clothes on.
We're going to get you in the lab and bust one out. You try to get too cute with your packages. It still feels hard when you touch it.
Now you got a bunch of fat midgets that want to hurt people.
Matt Verzel.
And there's no better feeling in the world when you are face-to-face with another grown man, and you can drive him, and you end up laying on top of him.
Hey, man, I'm a weirdo. I know it. I admit it. That's how I have to get down.
Back on the up and up. So hate on,
but guess what? Well, Verz, you know, I have questions I want to ask you, and then you get one tweet from Jeff Goodman right before you and I are going to chat. Bro, okay, let's start there. I mean, Jeff Goodman tweets out that former Iowa State and Chicago Bulls head coach Fred Hoiberg expect to be the front runner for the Nebraska job when Tim Miles gets let go. Floor's yours, dude. What do you think? I think it'd be a home run.
Buddy, Bill Moos just sitting up in the office playing a little Jermaine Dupri. Best ball in this player. Make my own moves. Get me the man. Welcome to Nebraska where the players play.
No, you didn't go Welcome to Atlanta remix on the Nebraska basketball job.
Just dropped it on you. Just
look at you.
Cup. I mean,
it's hard for me to want to continue this conversation because you've peaked way too soon. There is no way you could top what you just did, Verz, but good luck, okay?
You know what's refreshing, though? And if it's true, right?
Goodman, yeah, yeah, we don't know for sure.
Goodman's a guy that if I look at basketball stuff besides you, I trust what he says. And to commit to it, right?
Yeah.
You're not putting a toe in the water. You're putting all 10 in there, a leg, you know.
Yeah, everything.
You're in the deep end now. The 7 years, is that what we're here to say? Yeah. 7 years, I like that.
Yeah.
Because I'm straight up, like, they can't bother this person for, like, 3 or 4 years, whomever it may be. This is a gut rebuild. If we look at Nebraska football's rebuild and the foundation, like, you may be finding new land for this one.
Man. Hey, man.
Start it over. We're just going to pick this building up. We're going to move. We're going to set it how you want it. So I love it. I think he's got some benefit rather give of having had some success in the JUCO route or in the transfer world in the portal before.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to turn some eyes for some guys to get them in. Maybe the resurrection isn't as long as it first takes. But, hey, if they are doing it, they're committing the money to it, it's a new era. It's a brave new world of college athletics. You got to pay to play. And Moose is opening up a check. He's not real good with budgets anyway, so let's be honest. Like, Washington State folks are like, hey, we got
right.
budget issues today. Bend it. So, they're doing it. What's the worst that could happen? They win?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Man, I tell you.
You think that sways Roby at all?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, look at what he did. I mean, yeah. Like, I'm trying, like, who is the cat? Royce.
That little point guard's pretty nice, no?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm trying to think of the big that – who is the big that Fred Hoiberg had? Royce? Who is the guy he had issues?
Ooh. Yeah.
Royce White? Was that his name at Iowa State?
I believe so.
Royce White,
mm-hmm.
In some ways similar to Roby, like in his skill set. And what he did mm-hmm. – what Hoiberg did with Royce White, oh, my God, you know? I mean, you could just – you could – You can just slide that in, you know, and just slide that film on and say, hey, you know, I think it would sway Roby personally. I do.
I can see you playing this role
yes.
in my office.
You know what? Like, Verz, you know how powerful that is? When, like, a player, when you can turn on film and say, look at this. This is what you can be. Mm-hmm. Like, that matters, man.
Buddy. And, you know, no offense to the Coach Verduzco version of the basketball staff. I don't know his name. He might be a Molinari or something.
Sure.
But if they can keep Lewis, the other guy, like, I like him. Like, you know, he's got some rough edge to him, but I like that. I'm sure he's polished as a coach. But, you know, he's got a little, like, I'll take some lip from you. I ain't going to take a bunch of lip from you. So I hope there's an evaluation of the staff. But getting coaching in there suited toward, like, today's game, right?
Yeah.
Okay, if we're going to put it up a bunch and play good defense, that's the way it is. that's a big commitment, bud. I mean, that's what you can total up the salaries of the last three guys. I don't think they're going to make it there.
Right.
So,
man.
Jumping in the deep end, Moose, do your thing. Get your Jermaine Dupri on.
Again, I don't even know, like, that's such a mic drop way to come on to an interview that I don't even know what to do with you, Verz. I really don't.
You'd like it.
That's a fact. That is a fact, my man. You know what's hard is, like, if this ends up being true, I mean, it doesn't change the fact that I maybe disagree with how some of this stuff's been handled by Bill Moose, you know? But, like, I also, like, I feel like two things can be true at once. You can say, yeah, I don't love how Moose has handled this, but, boy, if he gets Hoiberg, you're like, hey, Moose, come here, bro. Pound it up. You killed it, you know?
I'd still go out of the back end, and I guess that's, like, is that the reason? Or is that Ronnie Green or the other guy that has to talk to him? Just like, hey, bud, how about, you know, they're kind of on a heater here. Just don't say anything. Like, just shut up.
Right.
And
right.
Let just, it all kind of play out.
Right.
When the body's cold, then we'll come in and do our thing. But everybody's kind of feeling this. We're happy for the kids. We're happy for Miles. He, you know, didn't fall down the hallway this time. You know, like, let's just kind of let it play out.
Right.
I thought that was just in poor taste.
It just wasn't necessary, you know? Like, don't, like,
no.
You know, you never, PR 101 is kind of like, you know, you can say get ahead of it, but I also would say PR 101 is don't say anything if you don't have to say anything. And they didn't have to, like, no one, like, that statement didn't need to come out.
I mean, I guess maybe I could, I'll play spin zone. All right, I'm Nebraska's athletic department. I say, okay. We've contacted the NIT. They've said even if we make two, win two, we're not getting in. So the end is the end, right? But then when that all changes, it kind of is a moving awesome where you're like, hey, let's just hold off. You know, blame it on technical difficulties. Hey, you know, Moose's thing is canceled. It had some technical difficulties. Keep her going, boys, you know. Or it was over, but, you know. And then you can come out when they get home and you say, hey, okay, we've got to accept it to the NIT. Great. Now we're going to wait a little longer. Because if your guy that you're going to hire, you know, if Goodman Steele is true, he ain't got a job. So it ain't like you got to go get him from somewhere.
Yeah, right. That's because that was my, you know, in trying to, like, think about what maybe the reason was, I was thinking, well, maybe they're hiring somebody that's currently coaching in the NCAA tournament and they want to wait until that. You know, I was thinking about that. And so that's the only thing of, like, if it is Hoiberg, like, what do you, I mean, I feel like you could just move forward with that. But I don't know. I mean, there's a whole bunch of we don't know.
Yeah. Say what you want about 10 miles on the court, you know, whatever. And I don't really still know what their offense is, and that's probably just because I'm not that bright. But
no, yeah, I mean, it's confusing.
He's been a good human being, right?
Yep. Oh, no question.
He hasn't, you know, been an ass or flinging his hat at anybody or spittle flying out of his mouth or talked down to media like, you know, the football guys. The one hat flinger, the one talk down, or Callahan, point, separate occurrence.
Yep.
But, you know, he's been respectful of it. And he's, you know, caught lightning in a bottle. Who'd have thunk, though, man? Catching that lightning in a bottle with Rand Pettaway just going
nuts.
Bonzo bombing threes with caution.
Yeah. Like, it was too much too early. Yeah. Right.
Couldn't duplicate it. It was like, oh, we're just treading water here.
Right. I know. I mean, it put expectations in the microwave when they needed to be put in, like, a crock pot, and you needed to, like, slowly marinate and cook that thing for a while, you know? Anti-microwave.
We're putting this in here for a year and catch up to it 2 years later.
Yeah.
Let it sit.
Just let it sit. Let it marinate a little bit.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you one football question before I let you run here, Verz. What you're someone that understands what the culture needs to look like to have success with football, and that's still what's happening, right? They're still trying to get that all right. Like, there was last year one. What do you think is the most important thing that needs to get established, like, with the staff? Like, what are they thinking about trying to get established? Like, last year it might have been just like, hey, we need to establish what hard work really looks like on a daily basis. Like, just set that, you know, and then you try to, like, make sure you get that. Then there's the next thing. Like, take me into your mind of what, as a football guy, like, what's high on the list of getting established this spring for the culture?
I think it's part of any successful team in any sport, right? That this hard work that you're doing equates to a confidence you will never fully comprehend, that when you walk out onto a court, to a pitch, to a field, to a diamond, that opponent is yours. You own them.
Yeah.
And it's a, you know, we had the, I won't name names. We had the, it's funny, and I love parents because they're proud of their kids, but, you know, we had dad come in, Python on the Friday, said, hey, you know, got some Huskers coming in. Yeah, we need, you know, we need like 10, 12 seats. So the people were like, okay. Like, and the kid goes, are they old ones? And he goes, no, no, they're young ones. He goes, oh, so they don't have titles like that guy over there. And he pointed at me, and I was like, how's it going? It just walked around the corner, right? But the boys came in, and they ate, and they were super, they were just good people.
Right.
This, their focus, like, the one of them played for us at Scott, J.Q. Archer. And I can see the work he's put in, but I can also, when you look in somebody's eyes, you can see a mentality shift. And so, like, my stupid little, like, cheesy high school jokes I'd get him to laugh on,
mm-hmm.
it wasn't funny anymore, right? I couldn't take the pot shots at it.
Right, you know? Right, right.
And so to have that mentality, right, I am literally killing myself on the practice field. So when I walk out in competition, I fear no man, I fear no situation, I fear no environment. If you're no officiating crew, I fear nothing. And that's where what I want it to be now.
Mm-hmm.
Because even in a microscopic sense, you can walk into practice that way. Today, inside of this organization that I'm a part of, I don't fear anybody in here. Now, you can say it. You get out there and start to do it. And then you believe it, right? So now, when you go to Colorado and they fear the end again. And listen. The Iowa folks, the Wisconsin folks, Michigan, we got a long way to go before any of you fear us again. But it only takes one,
right?
So I started with one win.
Right.
Then I get another. And when I walk on those fields, but I can't even tell you, backup center, I knew that. I walk into joints, they're calling me, you fat A, you know, blah, 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 Burzall, that's not even a name. Like, you guys about to get killed. You don't even know it.
Right.
I'm like, this
right.
is going to be so bad for you a little bit. I'm going to start running my mouth so bad. That you don't know what's going to go on. But that mentality, right?
Right.
It's a long haul yet. But when you can walk in there and say, I am in such great physical shape, I'm in such great mental shape, that let's just go play and figure it out. And that's an awesome feeling. And
sure.
that would be my next step to it, is supreme confidence in what you do. Now, I've been to coaching a lot of high schools. We were, you know, Malcolm, we had to teach kids, hey, you're not the whipping boy anymore.
Right.
Like, they start these 0-0 for a reason.
Right.
We're about to start winning. Go to North Star, same deal. Only place where I struggled with was my time at Northwest. Whatever I would do, the whole squad, like, my linemen believe. Some of the other skill positions didn't believe. But my linemen at the end were like, coach, we're going for like 290 a night. I'm like, yeah, boys, let's do this.
Let's do it.
I'm not taking credit away from anybody else.
No, I know. But, like, yeah, I mean, I think what you're saying, like, a lot of that is, like, when you look in the mirror, what do you see? Both individually and collectively. And if you don't see a bad mofo that is, mm-hmm. is, it's not a matter of if, but when I defeat you, then, you know, that's like, you gotta have that mentality, man. You just do. You just
do. I would love, that's why I want, you know, whenever whatever terminal illness takes me down, my, like, make-a-wish.
Right.
I want to go to Patriots camp for a week and Bama camp for a week. And hopefully I just skip the Bama one and go to Nebraska camp for a week. But I can't imagine how cool it was to be at Kansas when you walk out there, hey, man,
right.
you guys can give it a shot.
Right.
I'm going to go straight Josh Waitzkin on you. Like, you lost, boys. You just don't know it yet.
Yeah, I love it.
We're about to lay this on you.
So, okay, I'm the MVP, most ballerness player. Make my own rules. Moose, get me the mayor. That's what it was, Verz?
Yep.
That's, okay, good.
Betty.
Oh, God. Go Jermaine Dupree, Verz, it's all the same. Yeah, it's all the same. Hey, Verz, you the man. We'll catch up in 1 week.
See you, boys. Hey, shout out to Georgie, too, for running that race. Those things, I ran one of those once. That thing sucked.
I'm feeling it right
good
now.
On you, George.
Hey, man, you should have seen how slow he was walking down the hall today. It was wild, okay? It was wild.
I know exactly what he's going through. I did that once for a business I worked for. I hated my life after. I was like,
George's going to have a bad week. Let's just be honest about his week right now. It's not good.
Smartest guy ever invented a bike.
The wheel. Still comes back to the wheel.
Oh, man. Walk there. Like, winner.
Oh, God. All right. All right, Verz. Good stuff, man.
Be good, boy.
You got it. Verz. All right, man. We're up against the clock. That's funny. Make sure you go check out the Best of Pod, Shafe, Verz, tomorrow. I think it's Thor Tripp, Robin Washit. Get you set for Creighton's NIT game. More on Nebraska basketball situation. Play-in game starting the NCAA tournament. Lots of good things happening in my life right now. Lots of good things. All right, we'll get a crossover game right next.